You like stories about haunted locations, or maybe tales of cryptids and spooky folklore from around the world? If so, why not tune in to Haunted Escapes with Chris and Diane, where all this and more will be discussed. New episodes drop every Sunday, the visual versions the following Friday on YouTube. So why not come join us on our Haunted Escapes?
Friends, Amy here. This is a special bonus episode, which is about an important change in the TAC universe. We recorded this on June 28th, the same evening that we recorded the Kindred Spirits episode that will be released on August 21st. I just wanted to release this separately to be sure everyone hears it and is aware so there's no confusion as to what's taking place. In a nutshell, after 2 years, we say goodbye to AP. So stay tuned. And she will tell you in her own words right here. AP has a little housekeeping announcement for us today.
I do. Thank you. I am going to be stepping down from the show. And it's been something that's been kind of on my mind for a little bit, just with the way my life is going and kind of chaotic. I'm living constantly in chaotic fun and crazy, but it does make it more difficult for when we need to record, if we have to, you know, reschedule.
You're just so popular, AP.
Something like that. I never did think that I had all that, but there's just a lot of things going on. So it made more sense to just be able to step back. There was a reason why I stepped back earlier, why you've heard a lot of episodes where it's just Megan and Amy and not myself in there. And part of that is just what I needed to do for myself for my own mental health. And it's not because this stuff has been hard, but just the my day job is a lot and I need the mental capacity there. So just going to be stepping down. Doesn't mean that I will be not around.
No.
You know, I've got a lot of people that have been connected with me and, you know, if there's a need to sub or there's a fun episode that's like, hey, we want you back on for this, like something, I'll be around. But this is something I need to do for myself and it's hard. I've had a lot of fun. It's been a lot of great times and you know, experiences and our friendships have grown. But one thing that I've learned over time is you have to figure out what's right for you and you have to do that even when it's hard. So that's where I'm at. And, you know, there may be a few people that are just really happy, to be honest with you. But, you know,
I
have my own thoughts on that.
I don't think so.
Well.
And there's no animosity. I don't want listeners to think that we're fighting. It's, there's none.
No.
I mean, we are such a huge proponent of mental health and recognizing when you need your mental health, you know.
I can tell you I've been at such peace since this has been discussed and just kind of like this like levity has come off of me because it's not through any faults of anything. It's just weighed down over time. And we all know how things builds when something starts weighing you down a little bit. And so, it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
And we're all still friends. We all still are good. You know, it's not like we're fighting off behind the scenes. And so, no, don't think that.
No.
We'll miss you, AP.
No. We're still going to share all our shows. I'll give you all my show recommendations through Amy and Megan. Amy watches more of the same shows that I do.
She'll go back to shouting at us through her earphones.
And then sending us a text the day after the release comes out and being like, you guys were so close on this one, but not quite. And then we'll do a corrections corner in the next one.
I will hold back.
No, you can.
No, I will hold
back. And we'll do a corrections corner in the next one.
We'll call it AP's corrections corner. And we'll say, here's what we said.
Yeah. And here's the crazy thing. You want to know what my schedule is? September, October, and November is insane.
Well, it's hunting season.
In November. So. But September.
I thought it was.
So bird season, but we don't do.
Isn't it in October too?
Bird season, but we don't go out for birds too often. But like my fiscal year starts in September. Then we're going to up to Ely which I would be missing a recording. Then when we get home, my sister and brother-in-law go to Scotland for a week and a half. And so then I'm at their house. And then my parents go to Vermont for a week. And then my brother's gone. And then my brother and I are at a wedding. And then it's my birthday. And then it's deer season.
It's
and
our birthday.
It's all our birthdays. And then it's deer season for 2 weekends. And then I'm in Ireland. And then it's Thanksgiving. Yeah. And, then yep. it's,
and then it's Christmas.
It's December.
And then so. We'd be done by early yeah. December anyway.
So
yeah, that would have been
it's
nuts
a little
anyway.
Dizzying. I'd be happy to come in and tell you all about my Ireland trip.
Oh, for sure.
That sounds great.
Oh, we'll do that for sure.
I love that.
I
want to
hear everything. Yes. And I'm sure the listeners that know you're going to. Yes. I want to make sure that we give you the absolute props that you need for all of the help that you've given us in the last, how long has it been? Almost 2 years?
It's over 2 years.
Is it over two years?
Because it was right when Briggs died.
Oh, yeah. I remember that it was June, I think. But now it's almost August.
July.
So, yeah.
Now it's almost August.
But time is a social just construct. A short little rundown of the things that popped into my head that APS helped us with. She came up with the idea for the Chili Chat series. And the Spring Break series, where in the summer we covered shows that took place in cold temps and did the opposite for the Spring Break. And then getting us on a regular schedule so that we weren't just like, oh, should we record tomorrow? What should we cover?
It's because my schedule is insane.
But I'm so glad because I can't tell you how much calmer I am that I don't have to, like, the second we're done recording, start editing. And then, you know, I'm up late that night and then I'm doing a constant, you know. So that has been a huge relief for me. And I want to keep that going.
Good.
And then also all the research on clients. She's helped us
so
find
much.
Some of the Dead Fouls clients.
Yes.
And the stuff that, you know, she's really good at, like, Facebook stalking people and finding them. And then she's like, I found her on Facebook.
Cousins.
Here's the thing. And then I'll go message them. And I'm like, I, you know, saw you on Facebook.
I found you.
I never say I say we, but anyway,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, and then she connected us with Dawn McLean. That gave
and
us
Jenny.
An opportunity and Jenny and with Dawn. So then AP and I got to go be on Dawn's show for a
which
little
was
episode,
so
which was
cool.
Super fun.
It, yeah.
It was so much
AP
fun.
AP won because she won it.
Yeah.
Isn't that, you won that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And then she was nice enough to bring me along. And then Dawn was nice enough to just to give us like a whole segment instead of just like 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Oh my God. Dawn and Bradley.
And then
Dawn amazing.
Came to our live show.
Yep. Yep. She was on our live show. She did a talk.
I mean, AP has
stories.
Really touched this podcast like in an amazing way.
It's been...
And we are so grateful for
thanks,
her.
Ladies.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, one more I don't want to forget. When I was swamped with Volstead Land stuff, it was AP's idea to do a Haunted Minnesota one so that I didn't have to do anything. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I don't think I feel like I bring anything to this podcast at this point.
Oh, shut up.
That's untrue, Megan.
We all have our strengths.
We're so grateful for AP and we're really going to miss her.
Yeah.
And again, we're still friends. Like it's not like.
And you'll come back.
We all.
Well, yeah. We'll have you back for special things. And whenever you're. Schedule allows.
So 2027 probably is the soonest.
If I put you in pen now, but it is one of those things. Like we joke about my schedule, but you guys have no idea behind the scenes. Like these two do. It's like, we can't record tonight. Amy was sick one day and was like, hey, can we record later this week? And I'm like, I actually have plans every night this week.
Yeah.
She's
Which,
so popular,
well,
you guys.
Happens.
Especially in the moment. You know, I mean, like, I don't have any plans 2 weeks from now, but that week it'll be full. You know, Monday of that week it'll probably be full. That's what happened this week. I thought this week was wide open and suddenly I've got something every night. So. That's just how it happens.
Especially in the summer when we're in all this stuff. But I'm happy if people reach out to me, you know, find me on Instagram and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I always respond back. So enjoy that. But I look forward to cheering you on from the other side.
Thank
not like the other side, but like
no, oh
just
my god,
the podcast, just the other side, just the, not the podcast side, not the other side of the mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, we appreciate the time that you've given to the podcast, AP. It wouldn't be what it is without you.
Yes, we really do. All right. Well, everybody, enjoy the episode, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You like stories about haunted locations, or maybe tales of cryptids and spooky folklore from around the world? If so, why not tune in to Haunted Escapes with Chris and Diane, where all this and more will be discussed. New episodes drop every Sunday, the visual versions the following Friday on YouTube. So why not come join us on our Haunted Escapes?